From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula during a telephone conversation Friday. Statement by the White House said the leaders affirmed that the recent adoption of a new United Nations Security Council resolution regarding North Korea was an important and necessary step. Meanwhile, U.S. residents were watching closely as the nuclear threat intensified.
For many of these Los Angeles residents and tourists, it is difficult to imagine a potential nuclear threat brewing on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. But it is on the mind of Lital Gilad.
Yeah, I am worried. I think it is a real threat.
About 20 kilometers away, on the edge of downtown Los Angeles, is the neighborhood known as Koreatown. It sits in a county with the largest Korean population in the U.S. Yongsakbae says she is worried.
We should attack first. We have to do something. They don't know what they're dealing with. We're not going to let it happen.
For now, life goes on in Los Angeles pretty much as usual, as residents and visitors watch and wait for more news. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The crisis in Venezuela was one of the topics discussed during talks Friday in New Jersey between U.S. President Trump, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We have many options for Venezuela. This is our neighbor. This is, you know, we're all over the world, and we have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
His comments come 2 days after the administration imposed new sanctions on Venezuela. This is VOA News. Mixed reaction in Kenya after incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner in presidential elections.
Hundreds of Kenyans in the town of Kikuyu on the outskirts of Nairobi took to the streets on Friday night to celebrate their victory of incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in Tuesday's presidential elections. In announcing the results, the Kenyan Election Commission said Kenyatta had won a second term with 54% of the ballot, in which it called credible, fair, and peaceful. John Kamau, a Kikuyu resident, said that the real winner of the election was the nation.
Congratulations to the Kenyan people for one thing. We are all peaceful, we are all happy. For those who are not happy, but you know, we are Kenyan. We'll always be Kenyan. We proved the world wrong.
Kenyatta won against opposition leader Raila Odinga, who received 44.74% of the vote and has claimed that the election was rigged.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that the U.S. diplomats in Cuba who have suffered hearing loss are apparently the victims of health attacks. Canada revealed Thursday that at least one of its diplomats in Cuba has also been treated for hearing loss. It was not immediately clear how many U.S. diplomats have been affected by the attacks. Tillerson said the United States holds the Cuban authorities responsible for finding out who's carrying out these health attacks, not just on our diplomats. As you've seen, there are cases with other diplomats as well. State media in the United Arab Emirates say that 4 UAE soldiers have been killed in a helicopter crash in Yemen. WWAM News Agency reported early Saturday the soldiers were participating in a Saudi-led campaign targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen. WWAM said the helicopter crash happened in Yemen's southern Shabwa province, where U.S. airstrikes have targeted Yemen's local al-Qaeda branch. Canada's government has partially filled in a ditch so pedestrians surging through an illegal border crossing from upstate New York into Quebec won't hurt themselves. Set up processing tents and is hiring people to transport and feed the newcomers. Despite these welcoming gestures, Haitian asylum seekers can't get too comfortable, according to some immigration experts. Many Haitians find it difficult to qualify as a refugee in Canada and claim political asylum. They've also said that this week's Canada's military was completing construction of a 500-bed tent camp at St. Bernard. Montreal's Olympic Stadium already is providing temporary housing for those newcomers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.